Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Mari Mitchell, and I'm your host today. And I have a very special guest. I'll be introducing her in just a couple of seconds. But I wanted to introduce you to the show. If you've never listened before, this is where we talk about authenticity, what authenticity is, how important it is to our life, and what happens when we are authentic or we're not authentic. I wanted to make a quick announcement about a new project that I'm working on. It's Dare to Be Authentic, Volume 5. It'll be the fifth volume of my Dare to Be Authentic books of contributing authors, and it is called Let Yourself Prosper. So this one is going to be about stories about how we've allowed ourselves to prosper in our lives, because prosperity sometimes doesn't come because we're blocking it in some way. And prosperity doesn't have to be financial. This could be any type of prosperity in your life. So if you have a story that you want to tell about how you've letting yourself prosper, give me a call at 954-243-7297 or visit my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoach, M-A-R-I. And now I'd like to introduce our guest. She's going to be talking about something we've never talked about in Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Her name is Janae Paillette, and she's a certified sex and intimacy coach. She's a certified holistic pelvic care practitioner. She's a sexological body worker and a tantra educator. Wow, that was a mouthful. And I'm so happy to have her here. Welcome to the show, Janae.
Thank you. Hi, I am excited to be here. And wow, I'm excited that I'm the first person to be talking about sex on your program, Mari. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's why I put it out there, authentic talk about sex. And man, the buzz is everywhere. So let's start by you telling us the story of how you came to be a certified sex and intimacy coach.
So I hadn't always been a sex and intimacy coach. I used to be a healthcare lawyer. That's what I was trained as, living in New York City. I only did that for a couple of years, but then I spent the rest of my career in healthcare running like large organizations. I was married for over 2 decades, 26 years to be exact, to a lovely man, 2 children. And there was only one problem in my life, and it was a pretty big problem, but I didn't really admit it. I was in a sexless marriage. We had absolutely, other than, you know, obviously we had children, we really had no sex and we had no intimacy. And ultimately we ended up sleeping in separate beds for almost 15 years. I'm like almost embarrassed to admit that.
Wow.
But it's true. I know.
Wow.
It's true.
That's sad. Oh, wow. That has to be so lonely.
Yeah. You know, I always say that people say like stay in a marriage versus getting divorced. Like one of the most loneliest places can be in a marriage if you're not in connection and you're not having intimacy with your spouse. It was like incredibly lonely. Yeah, so lonely. I have to say and admit that this really wasn't his fault. I mean, I was the person who had problems with sex because it was painful for me, very painful, very uncomfortable, and it had always been like that since, you know, I lost my virginity at age 16. So I had a lot of issues with my body and with my whole like genitourinary tract, and anything having to do with sex was problematic. Mm-hmm. So I'm the one who kind of just said, I'm done, you know, at like 32 years of age, like shop is closed.
Wow.
Yeah. Ultimately, when I left the marriage, when we agreed to separate very amicably, I mm-hmm. realized that I wanted to be in a relationship again, and I kind of had like my own, if you will, come to Jesus moment and said, okay, you know, who's going to want to date this, you know, awesome woman who hates having sex? I'm going to have to deal with this thing. And mm-hmm. that was, you know, a decision that I made. And I didn't really know how to do it, but ultimately the universe just, you know, found me, if you will. And I met somebody on OkCupid in New York, and he introduced mm-hmm. me to Tantra and sacred sexuality. Mm-hmm. And that became my own doorway to sexual healing because of
wow.
the way in which, you know, it was a completely different way to connect with somebody with no expectations, no pressure, very worshiping of the feminine, right? None of the stuff I'd ever experienced before. And that was my doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was very, very powerful. And I had made a decision at that point, like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to really take a deep dive into sexuality and learn everything that I can and really get my own healing done. And that's what happened. I moved to the West Coast because where else do you go to really be well educated?
I agree.
Sorry. Totally. Like all the great schools were there and the great teachers. And I just took one program after another, like, because I'm a lawyer, right? I'm just like, I'm going to take this and I'm going to uh-huh. take this and I'm going to take that. and that was the journey, and it was incredibly powerful and transformative for me.
Wow, what a story. And so did you find out where the pain was coming from? Was it something physical? Was it something emotional or spiritual?
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to share about that. Yeah.
Sure, great question. So the pain was definitely emotional. You know, when women have pain during intercourse, so much of the time it's like a holding that the muscles of the vagina do, right? Because it's just muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And our body has this memory. And so I had a lot of anxiety around intercourse, and I had a lot of anxiety around sex because of some things that happened when I was a child. Not that I had abuse, I didn't, but I had some early childhood explorations that ended up being very scarring for me. And so I had a lot of anxiety around it. When you're anxious, you can't relax. And when you can't relax, penetration is very painful. And so I learned that the body holds all of these woundings and this memory. And for me, it was both emotional, like needing to release some of this, and also the anger that I was holding around the way I felt my body was constantly mm-hmm. betraying me for decades.
Right.
Right. As well as the body having to relearn through neuro repatterning, which is what happens because our body is constantly able to learn new things, that, oh, wow, mm-hmm. what used to be painful can actually now feel pleasurable if I can relax into it once I've released the trauma that was associated with it.
Okay. Excellent. So how long did it take you? I mean, this was a journey that you initiated. It reminds me of when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? You were asking
yes.
the universe help in this, and then the teachers began to appear, and you took all these courses. So how long for you, and I know everybody's different, did it take to go through this process and kind of make peace with your body in this area?
Yeah, it's such a great question. You know, I would say it's even still now, even though it's been like 8 or 9 years later, it's still an ongoing process, to be honest with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm still always kind of still making peace. But I would say that it took, I mean, I was on a very accelerated path. So I would say that for me, it probably took, you know, like 2 years of intense doing workshops, doing work on myself, working with practitioners, taking classes mm-hmm. in which, you know, we were actually the models, right?
Right.
And, you know, and slowly things started to really open up for me, for sure. But it definitely took some work. And it does take work because there's so many layers when it comes to sexuality that we have to unpack.
Right. Right. Any kind of change takes, you know, any kind of change or progress takes work. I always tell my clients, if you want to make changes in your life, you have to do something you've never been done before. You have to be willing to do something you've never done before. So I'm sure that rang true to you. You had to do things you never did before. You had to be willing to do them. So so what role did authenticity play, Janae, in creating this for yourself and maybe in your clients creating the best sex life for themselves?
Yeah. So this was one of the hardest things for me to be honest, Mari, because, you know, not only was I sexually shut down, but I was emotionally shut down as well. And that's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. Women who are sexually shut down are often emotionally shut down as well. Oh God. Trying to get out of this call. I thought I shut everything off. Oh, I don't know how to get out of here. Okay. Are you still there? Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Still got you.
It's okay. I thought I'll have my own. I just do not disturb mom, but apparently not on that voicemail. So for me, it was about having to learn how to connect with my emotions and be really honest about my feelings. And that mm-hmm. was really a challenge for me. I mean, that took a tremendous amount of work to be able to be authentic about, like, this is what I'm really feeling, and then allow myself mm-hmm. to feel that feeling was incredibly challenging. And it is most important thing, though, about being authentic, right, is like to be really honest about what's going on for mm-hmm. you and what you're feeling and being able to express that. And that's what intimacy is about. And, you know,
yes.
I know now, right, that a huge part of the disconnection with my spouse and I was that we did not have an authentic emotional connection. We were not really able to tell each other what we were feeling mm-hmm. about our relationship. We could talk about the kids, we could talk about work, but we couldn't talk about what we were really feeling about each other and how we showed up mm-hmm. for each other. And I think, right, when I work with couples and or individuals, like, that's the key thing. Can you be vulnerable? How hard
yeah.
is it to be vulnerable? How do you get to that place of vulnerability? Because that's where the true intimacy actually comes in.
So true. So true, Janae. That's what I've discovered in my life, and that's what I teach my clients, the relationship coaching part of what I do. There's nothing more beautiful than an authentic relationship where you can share from your heart. Doesn't mean you tell people, oh, you look really ugly in that shirt. That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about sharing our likes and dislikes in every area, including the bedroom, and to be able to know what we're feeling. You know, when you were talking about that, getting to your feelings, I can recall when I didn't know sometimes what my feelings were and other times why I felt that way. When mm-hmm. I first started this path, I would have all these feelings. In fact, I was a very unhappy, angry person. And because I couldn't express and I couldn't get what I wanted because I didn't dare express that I wanted this, that, or the other, right? So it just creates anger
right.
and resentment. And I can remember
right.
times where I would be feeling sad or I'd be feeling angry or frustrated and not even know the source of why I was feeling that way. And literally, it would take me days as I began to dig and learn and evolve. It would take me days to dig down and say, oh, this happened and that's what made me angry, or this happened and that's what made me frustrated. Now, it's much faster, much easier because I've practiced this. So I can really relate with you in that. And it does take a lot of work. It takes being focused. And more than anything for me, it took being in a quiet place and grounded. Did you find that
mm-hmm.
as well?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's taken me years to figure out what it feels like to actually be grounded in my body, because when you're somebody
mm-hmm.
who's disconnected with your body for most of your adult life, it takes a long time
mm-hmm.
to be in your body and also to feel safe in your body, right?
Right.
You know, I definitely know that when I'm grounded and I'm feeling secure and I'm feeling in my body, and it feels good to be in my body now. then I can connect with those emotions that are within my body, right? Because I believe, and I can see that you agree with this, like everything lies in our body, all of our emotions, all of our intuition, it's all here. But you have to be able to be in your body in order to be able to access it. And feeling grounded is the first step to embodiment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally hear that.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll get back to this conversation, but we're just going to take a quick break. And in the second section, if you want to call in, if you have questions for Janae, please feel free to call in. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And we're going to go on a small break and you can begin to call in if you desire.
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their families. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your audio immediately at www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have special guests, Janae Paylette, with us today, and we're having authentic talk about sex. So, Janae, let's just switch a little bit and say, what is the main message you want to bring to the public?
Yeah, such a great question. I have many, but I think this is the main one. We all, like everyone, faces challenges around sexuality and intimacy. There's very few people in this world who don't. But I really want you to know that they can be overcome. And especially if you're feeling broken around sex, especially if you've had trauma, which a lot of, unfortunately, women have had sexual abuse and trauma, or even physical wounding because surgeries, childbirth, episiotomies, circumcisions, these all have an impact and create trauma and can cause challenges around sex. I want you to know that you can get over it, that there's hope, that there's help, and that you don't have to ever be stuck in a sexless relationship or a relationship without intimacy. Like, you know, nobody should have to live 25 years in a sexless marriage. It's just, it's not necessary. And it's also very, very detrimental to your health, both your mental health and your physical health.
Beautiful. That's beautiful to encourage. So, it's such an encouraging method. And I want to ask you, when you began to step into this and when you began to realize that you didn't have to have a sexless existence anymore, how did that feel for you?
Oh, my gosh. The first time that I had sex and it didn't hurt, I just cried. You know, it was amazing, right? It was like, oh, wow, I can have this. You know, I never understood, to be honest with you, I never understood what the whole big deal was about sex because I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
It was painful. I never had pleasure. I never had orgasms. And when I started to actually have these positive experiences in my body, I was overwhelmed with emotion of happiness and also, frankly, regret that, geez, you know, like I'm 58 now. This all started when I was like in my late 40s and early 50s. Like all of these years, I've missed out on this. Oh my God. There was sadness, right? There was a lot of sadness in terms of the, you know, what I felt I was missing out on. And, but there was a lot of joy and hope. And I'd never had hope before that, like, oh, wow, like the second decade, the second part of my life is going to be totally different. And it has been.
That's fantastic. That's beautiful. I love how authentically you share, Jhené. It's
Thank
so
you.
Beautiful to listen to you. And then I also have the impression, just talking to you here, that you did have a belief somewhere inside of you that you could make a change in this area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, so absolutely. So it's such an interesting question, because I really, when I sat down to start writing this book, I really had to think about, like, where did this start? Where did this actually start, right? I recognized two things. I recognized that even though I had suppressed it, I was a very spiritual person. I just suppressed it because I was a lawyer, and I had to be like a lawyer and logical and not have emotions and all this other stuff that, you know, I was socialized to be. But when I was younger, I was a very spiritual being. I don't mean younger like as a baby, because all babies are born as spiritual meaning, but like in my teens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very involved
okay.
in my religious, you know, camp and all that other stuff. And what started my awakening before I even realized it was about sex was I had joined what's it called, Unity Church, which is this kind of non-denominational church in New York City, and it's very spiritual. And I started to reconnect with that spirituality, and I was like, yes, I can change, I can transform. Like, that's where I got the inkling that I didn't have to live this life anymore. I could live a different life. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful. And so tell us about your book. You just mentioned it in passing, but let the listener know all about your book, because it's a very exciting book and they can get a hold of it.
Oh, thank you. So the book that I wrote is called Living an Orgasmic Life, Heal Yourself and Awaken Your Pleasure. And the book is for anybody and everybody who either faces challenges around sexuality or wants to have a better, more connected sex life. And the book is a combination of my own story told very authentically with a lot of vulnerability, as well as case studies from my clients and lots of exercises and tips and tools. And I really focus the first half of the book on how do you heal your relationship with sex. So we look at shame, and we look at trauma, and we look at physical wounding, and we look at all these blocks to intimacy that we have. And then the second half of the book is about, well, how do you, like, awaken your pleasure? And so I talk about actually the principles of Tantra, and I explain what that is, although that's not correct for everyone, but it was my doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, like, why do women lose their libido and how do you get your libido back and how do you bring more pleasure into your life and, you know, what do you need to understand in order to live more orgasmically? And I don't mean necessarily just literally orgasms, but I also mean how do you live life in a more present place, right, where you can really start to appreciate everything that we have.
That's wonderful. Yeah, live life fully. Live life and be present, like you say. Being present is number one in being able to enjoy life and looking at the good part of life instead of focusing on the negative. Those are the two things I can think of. So how do we get a hold of this book, Jhené?
Ah, okay. So you can go to my website, which is powerofpleasure.com, or you can go to Amazon and look for Living an Orgasmic Life. But if you go to my website, you can go right to the book from there.
Okay, beautiful. Very nice. So we're getting ready to wrap up. Is there anything that you have that you want to say to a listener? So something that's coming up inside of you, something you really need to say?
Yeah, I do. So what I want to say, and the reason that, Amari, I've been so passionate about this work, is what I've realized in my own life and in the work that I do with my clients is that for women and for men, but especially for women, our pelvic bowl is the center of our creativity and our power. And when we can tap into that sexual energy that we have, even if we're not in a relationship, but we can tap into it by ourselves, that allows us to transform our life. Like, tapping into your sexual energy is one of the fastest and most potent doorways to transformation and personal growth and development. And I see that happening time and time again, not only in my life, how I completely changed my life, but in, you know, every other client that I've worked with, how their life completely changes, that they do things that they never thought they would do before, that they have more confidence, that they walk around, like you walk around the world in a really different place, much more authentic, much more real, and much more powerful. Mm-hmm. And that allows all of these opportunities that are at our door waiting to come in to actually enter.
Lovely. I love that. That's so beautiful and so powerful. And if you want to get a hold of Janae personally or her book, just go to powerofpleasure.com. You can also find her on my website. She'll be on my radio show page. You just go to lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com, and hit radio show page, and she'll be there with a link to this radio show, and also with a link to her website. And pass it around. This show will be available on Blog Talk indefinitely. So if you like what you heard today, just pass it along to your friends, your family, to whoever needs to hear this message about the fact that we can have a fulfilling sexual life. We don't have to settle. We don't have to suffer anymore. Right, Janae?
Absolutely. No more suffering. We're gonna live orgasmically from here on out.
I love that phrase, live orgasmically. Just thinking about it, it's like all the stuff explodes in my head. That's right. I feel like fireworks going off when you, every time you say that. That's a beautifully. Where did that phrase come from? We have a couple of minutes, so how did that pop up in you? Because I just love it.
Well, here, it's super interesting. Like, I did a vision board about 5 or 6 years ago. I was in a business development coaching program, and I did a vision board, and that was the name of the vision board, Live an Orgasmic Life, or Orgasmic Life. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, I'm going to write a book, and that's going to be the title of the book. I mean, again, it just all came to me, like, through the universe. I don't know what to say.
Yes, fully inspired.
Totally,
it is
inspired, and,
like I say. Yeah. Very good. That's the best way. Those are the best books, the ones that are totally inspired. When I write, sometimes I say the book writes itself because I get this little idea. Sometimes I'll get a title or a sentence, and then it just begins to flow. And by the time I'm done, I'm like, well, that book wrote itself, or that article wrote itself, which is very exciting. Very good. Well, it's
totally.
Been such a pleasure having you on the show today, Janae.
Well, thank
it's
you.
It's just been wonderful. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for broadcasting this awesome show about being authentic. That's yummy. I love it. Thanks. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. And like I said, it's a subject matter we've never discussed on Dare to Be Authentic. And I think it's one that needs to be heard. People don't know, you know, how would you know something unless someone tells you? We suffer things in our life, whether it be sexually or otherwise, and we don't know how to fix it. And sometimes we do look for information, but it's not that easily available or accessible. And so it's wonderful that we do have this venue in which we can share these types of things. So have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for being on the show. And for my listeners, thanks for listening in. And remember to pass it along. The show is available. And remember also, if you or anyone you know has a story about authenticity and allowing prosperity to come into your life, I am working on Dare to Be Authentic, Volume 4, which is Dare to Be Authentic, Let Yourself Prosper. And so just contact me through my website or call me at 954-243-7297, and we'll get together and talk about it. Have a great rest of your day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.